Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Michael Lutton, the new CEO of Newport Digital Technologies. The company trades on the bulletin board. Ticker symbol is NPDT. And they are a technology solutions driven company. Thanks for joining us today, Michael.
Thank you for having me.
Great. Now, start off by talking about some of the strategic changes in your senior management team as the company prepares to launch your RFID and digital signage products.
Well, we've spent the better part of the last year organizing our offices and recruiting really top-notch talent from various parts of the tech industry. The recent alignment was just to further our preparation for launch of sales. We had been certifying certain products over the last few months and have about to go to market with our first RFID reader that will be marketed through our channel partner, Ingram Micro and AT&T. And in order to do that, we needed to align our sales group. And Gary DeMille, who had come into the company originally as a CEO, really came in with the sales background of global sales with Intel and various technology posts. And so what we decided to do was really streamline our operations with Wei-Ling Tao, who is our present chief operating officer and spends the majority of his time in Asia working on the technical side, with Gary focused on the sales side, and then with myself as CEO focused on the really the community at large, investment community, and also administration. So we are we're three legs of a stool, as they say, and ready to launch. And we feel that we've got the product lined up and certainly the customer base lined up.
Well, great. So yeah, talk to us about some of the company's main products and services, and where we may be able to find them.
Well, we are in partnership with two groups out of Taiwan. One's called III, the other's ETREE. They're acronyms for the Institute for Information and Information Industry. And then ETREE is the large developmental hardware arm of the Taiwanese government. And what both of these think tanks do are various end-to-end solution-type products. They're 30-year-old companies that are funded by the ministry, and we are essentially in partnership with them to bring their technologies over, sell them on a global basis, and then provide customization based on what the customer needs. So our focus is in the wireless segment, predominantly RFID, including chips, radio frequency identification devices, including chips. We are also heavily into the WiMAX, and we have several products on the WiMAX side that allow for real applications in rural areas and third world environments. We are also heavily into tethered and untethered digital signage in a joint venture with a company called Formalite out of Taiwan, and have aggressively pursued the development of LED light fixtures and LED lighting. And the untethered digital signage is a growth industry that we expect to have a cutting-edge lead in regards to the technology. Those products are all various products marketed through our channel partners. Again, we don't market direct. We market through Ingram Micro, Arrow, people like that that have global distribution. We really pride ourselves as being a solution company. Therefore, if you've got a particular problem with reading chips or with hardware applications or software needs, then we have the ability of providing customization out of the two think tanks out of Taiwan at a very affordable and extremely fast-paced from a reaction standpoint. So we feel very good about where we're positioned. Again, we're ready to launch our first sales. We just went through an exhaustive certification process on our first handheld reader that, again, will be marketed through AT&T here at the end of the month.
Well, good. And so who are some of your key competitors, and what makes the company unique from some of the other players in your sector?
Well, you know, there's various players in the RFID field, and there's various, and the reason that I don't get into the names is because it depends on what areas you're in. If you're in medical, then it's far different than, you know, if you're reading garment tags or whether or not you're reading wireless technology for department stores. What makes us different in all of these technologies is our proximity to the labs in Taiwan, and our venture allows us to utilize roughly 6,500 engineers at very affordable rates to accomplish tasks. We have offices in Taiwan where we handle most of our coordination. We have offices in Japan where we work closely with some Japanese tech companies in regards to chip manufacturing. We have a lab and office in the Walton School at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, right next to Bentonville, where we are actively pursuing chip application from a department store standpoint. And then we have an office down in Hawthorne, Australia, where we are pursuing government solutions on the RFID and WiMAX areas. So I think the thing that separates us from the competitor is we have the ability of, again, customizing a product for use in a very efficient and cost-effective manner.
Well, good. And so perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Michael, as well as that of the new management team, and talk to us about your what's your new role as the new CEO.
Well, the company was founded by Richard Damian, and Richard Damian has been in and out of public companies for years, a very successful gentleman. He actually is the person that formed the venture with III and with E-Tree and really created the organization. He's an active member, active board member. I am a board member, and there's a third board member by the name of Mr. Robert George. Again, I took over as CEO from a simple standpoint that we are ready to launch, and we decided to again strengthen our core executive group with Wei-Ling Tao. Wei-Ling is a gentleman that is China-born but American and American-educated. That gives us a lot of strength just simply because China is opening up in Taiwan. Is also interested in doing a lot of things direct with China, and they've asked us to help coordinate those activities. But Wei-Ling is the president and the chief operating officer. He also chairs our technology group, which is made up of another executive, Richard Tanimoto, who came to us from ViewSonic in his 30 years in the tech industry. Gary DeMille, who's approaching 30 years in the tech industry, was, again, head of global sales for Intel. And we're fortunate to have him, and he has ramped up and has started to add to our sales group here. And that constitutes the core executive team that we have here.
Well, great. And so what are some of the goals and milestones that the team hopes to accomplish here over the course of the next year?
Well, we are exploring several opportunities with our WiMAX from a distribution standpoint here in America with a major rollout coming in regards to some educational uses. We are launching our N37B, which is our reader, electronic reader. It has passed all the certifications and both international and domestic, and will be sold starting the end of the month. And we expect that to be it's the most sophisticated reader of chips from a security standpoint that there is in the world. So we anticipate good sales. AT&T told us that they thought that we would sell in excess of 80,000 units. Their words, not ours, in the first year. So we're diligently pursuing those two activities, and then we are developing our digital signage technology right now into practical applications. So those are our three areas of focus to where we believe the revenue will come in the next year.
Well, good. And so in terms of investors, Michael, do you think that Newport's investment story and the company's upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
No, because I think we're new. I think that we've got a very clean business model. Again, we don't pay for R&D costs, which is extraordinary in a tech business, and we market through channel partners. So we're not top-heavy. We're not inventory-heavy because we don't carry inventory. And that's a great advantage, certainly, in the tech business. In regards to the company itself, we do not have any debt. We have no AR at this time. And so we're very clean. We are funded and capable of moving several products at once in a very aggressive fashion. And I think we're a very good stock to buy.
Well, great. And so once again, joining us today is Michael Lutton, the new CEO of Newport Digital Technologies, which trades on the bulletin board, and the ticker symbol is NPDT. So before we conclude, Michael, what do you believe are some of the key reasons that investors should consider NPDT as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, again, because the technologies that we're dealing with are cutting-edge technologies, and we are getting the world's best R&D more or less handed to us to go sell. And again, we have the ability to customize that. I don't think anybody else out there can boast of those things.
Well, some very key points, and we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming product and projects. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Oh, thank you very much.
Anytime.